This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Alongside the durable goods report that Elizabeth was talking about a minute ago, we got consumer confidence numbers today from the Conference Board. Less confident is how consumers have been feeling this month, the first down report after 3 months of gains. Among the big concerns, the Conference Board said, the political environment. We are, as you cannot help but be aware, in an election year, and President Biden and Democrats are trying to convince voters the economy is working. Thus far, it has to be said, without much success. So we're going to talk about why with Victoria Guida from Politico. She had a column the other day, the headline of which was, Liberals dreamed of this economy for decades. What if voters don't like it? Victoria, good to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you, Kai.
I want to go straight to the first line of this piece. I need a definition here. This is what you write. This is the future liberals wanted. What does that mean?
So for a really long time, liberals, people on the left, I use the term liberals pretty broadly. When they talked about what they wanted to see in the economy, this was basically it. They wanted to have unemployment go as low as possible because they wanted people to be able to have more leverage to, work for higher wages. And also that can lead to productivity because as companies employ more and more people and have to compete more for workers, they have more incentive to invest more in technology so that the workers they have are more productive. And it can lead to higher economic growth. And that's basically what we have right now.
As you say in this piece, higher wages, higher growth, higher productivity, win, win, win. I will counter with what some people in this piece that you talk to say. One word, three syllables, inflation.
Yeah, so this will not shock anyone listening, but people don't like higher prices. And, it's not just inflation, which is rising prices, right? But now that we've had inflation, prices are also higher.
Right.
You know, rent and groceries have gone up 20% in the last 3 years. Electricity has gone up 25%. These are obviously very basic things that people need to pay for. And so even if inflation has come down, which it has, people are still sort of dealing with the fact that prices are a lot higher than they were, and it's bumming them out.
It struck me as I was reading this column that what you're talking about really here is the politics of this economy and whether somehow Democrats and President Biden can translate the win-win-win that you say they've gotten with the challenge that high price levels, right? Inflation's been taken care of mostly, but price levels are high. Can they translate that into political victory?
Right. And this has huge implications for the progressive economic policy movement, because if people don't really feel what the macro data says, which is that, people are doing better financially, that is sort of a crisis for a lot of the Democrats.
It was interesting, though, you got some pushback from former Biden administration officials who say, listen, consumer sentiment is not a referendum on these economic policies. How do you square that circle?
So basically, they point to, the popularity of a lot of policies, some of which are no longer in effect, right? So we had the enhanced child tax credit.
Yep.
And then people like the idea of investing in infrastructure. A lot of people like the idea of investing in green energy. These things pull well.
Right.
And so they're saying, well, it's not the policies. It's just inflation, which they think is caused by things that weren't the things that they did. But ultimately, the economic outcomes have to translate into something that people want, that people right. like.
What does this mean then for the crisis next time? Because we've had a huge economic shock in the pandemic. The Fed did what it did. The Biden administration did what it did. And the Trump administration did some of it, too. What do you suppose this means for willingness to be as aggressive policy-wise the next time there's a crisis?
It's really interesting because obviously this crisis was strange. You know, the next crisis might look a little bit different, but I think that generally a lot of economists would say that, the data has borne out in terms of Congress went really heavy on supporting the economy and the economy has been really resilient. And so the concern would be that people don't act as quickly the next time because it's still not totally clear how much overboard we went on right. spending and how much of that is responsible for inflation, how much of this was just sort of, jumbled supply chains, for example.
Right. And the catch, of course, is that economists don't really get to decide. It's the politicians who get to decide what we do next time.
Right. And so this comes back to this notion of if they did make the right decisions for, helping the economy recover, if it didn't lead to an economy that people are happy with,
right.
That's not a political incentive to do it again. So the question is, you know, what is an economy that people are happy with?
That's another column, I think, for you, right?
Yeah, it's maybe 10 columns.
yeah, maybe. Victoria Guida, she's an economics columnist and reporter at Politico. Victoria, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Kai.